Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, let your kingdom come. Sovereign Lord, let your will be done. I trust you more than anyone. Your faithfulness like the rising sun. Spirit, come have your way. Without you, I am incomplete. And I find you. I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart. Seek you with my whole heart. And I find you. Oh, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart.
Hello there. Oh, can you hear me? Maybe you can't. Let me make sure. Okay, I'm just doing a test roll right now to make sure that you can hear me. Sounds bad in my phone, but I'm going to, hopefully you guys can hear me okay. I'm going to call back. Matter of fact, I'm going to have Terrence do a test. Oh, he doesn't even have his phone. Never mind. Hopefully it's just my phone. We've been getting some rain, so sometimes we don't have good phone service currently. Okay, I think I sound okay now. Oh, no, I don't even hear myself at all. Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to play a song real quick. I'm going to try to get this, my sound together. Hopefully it sounds okay to you, but when I'm doing a test, it sounds really bad. So I'm going to... You know what? No, I'm not even going to play a song. Hold on. We're going to get this together. Okay, I'll try it again. It still sounds bad to me. I wonder if it's because, I wonder if it's my phone. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Thank you, Carmen. Carmen, let Randy know that I sound okay. I think it's just my phone. We have bad service over here where we move. We're kind of in the boonies, but they're starting to, it's going from boonies to suburbs, but our current phone service doesn't sound very good. So I have to use like my phone on the Wi-Fi until we can get another provider. So I think it was just my phone that was sounding bad. But anyway, thank you everybody for being patient with me. Thank you for calling in. And welcome to tonight's show. I am your host, Tanisha. My sweetheart, Terrence, is still working. Can you believe it? But he's doing what needs to be done. Today is November 3rd. Can you believe we're already in November? It's 2021. It is 7:17 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm very excited to be here. God is really doing the work. And I'm excited about tonight's show. I was looking at something earlier, and every year the Lord kind of gives me a theme for the year. And I know that for this year, he told me that 2021 was going to be a year of Holy Spirit outpour of love and miracles. And I'm believing that. Terrence and I have experienced it. We've been seeing it. Hopefully you've been seeing it in your lives as well. But if not, I believe that we're going to end this year strong. We've only got a couple months. One moment, my cat is yelling at the door. All right. She likes to be in here when Terrence and I do the show. It's like she knows. So, yeah, we've got November and we've got December. It seemed like October just kind of came and went. It was like how the word says our life is like a vapor, like we're here and then we're gone. Like that's how October was for me. It went by very fast, and I can't believe we're already in November and just a, you know, what, 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and then we'll be in the Christmas season. Even though I'm a Christmas, I love Christmas, so I've already been playing like my Christmas music and all that kind of stuff and want to decorate the house for Christmas stuff, but Terrence is like, let's get through Thanksgiving first. So, but I'm ready already because I love Christmas. I love the season. I love celebrating the birth of Jesus, even though, you know, I know the experts say that he didn't come on December 25th, and that doesn't even matter to me. It's just a season where we're celebrating what he did. It's not about it being on the exact date. We're just celebrating an act that was done that has put us in the position that we are in right now, where we not only have eternal life because we have made Christ our Lord and Savior, but we have life and life more abundantly while we're here on earth. And there's certain provisions, protections, promises, there's things that we're entitled to because we are engrafted into the family of Christ. And part of our job as believers is reading our word, getting close to God, so that we can know what we're entitled to. You know, it's just like when you work a job and they give you, there's all these benefits. And a lot of the times you don't even know about half of them. We know about like the ones that are common, right? Like we know about the medical, the dental, the vision, 401k and that kind of stuff. But I know I've worked a job before where they had a benefit where you could, they had like this partnership with a online mall and you could buy things from the online mall and then you could pay for it through your paycheck, but you could split it up in like some insane amount of payments, like 36 payments or something. So you could buy things that were, you know, relatively expensive and pay like $10 a check, which it doesn't feel like, you know, you're paying much when you're only, you know, $10 coming out pre-tax. But a lot of people didn't know about the benefits. And so that's how as believers, we know about like, sometimes we just know about the big benefits or the most common ones, but it's up to us to get into our word so that we know what are we entitled to? What benefits are we entitled to? But tonight I want to read the Bible.com scripture of the day because it is in line with what I was feeling like we need to talk about tonight. And as you all know, Terrence and I, we don't discuss what we're going to talk about. We just kind of, you know, we just go with God's flow and let God have his way. But right before I came on, this scripture actually touches on what I wanted to discuss. And even the song that I played before I came on, Take Heart, lines up with it. So it's Psalms 42:11. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. I'm going to also read it out of, let me pull it up first, and then I'm going to do a, my phone's being slow. Okay. I'm going to read it out of a few. Okay, so Amplified says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become restless and disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." I love that. And I'm going to read it out of the NIV. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Let's also read it out of the Living Translation. "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God." And I want to talk to you tonight about discouragement and putting your hope and faith in the Lord. The song that I played before coming on, I played two, but the one that was right before I came on is a song by a band called Loud Harp. And the song is called Take Heart. And it's saying, take heart, the day's coming. Like, basically, don't take heart because he's going to come through for you. And we're just going to wait. And we're going to let him restore us. And we're going to do what needs to be done. But take heart because the day is coming. And Terrence and I are living examples of that. One day we're going to really have a show about what we have been experiencing the last, or what we have experienced rather the last, I want to say 4 years, and how God has used the prophetic and this ministry to really have us take heart, and how God has come through with everything he said that he was going to do, he has done. We're just waiting on a few more things, and we already see it. We already see it like in the works. And so I want to encourage you tonight that if you're in a, you know, in a waiting, you're just in a season of wait, whether sometimes waiting is not, you know, tumultuous. Sometimes it's okay. You're just waiting. Sometimes you're waiting and because you're in like a bad spot, you know, you might be working for a job and they're treating you really bad and they're, you know, you just hate being there. And so it's like rough, or sometimes you might just be waiting on, you know, an acceptance or waiting on a letter to come or waiting on funding or something, and it's not so, you know, every time you're waiting and you're anxious, it doesn't feel good, but there's levels to it. You know, you could be in a really like negative situation. And just because you're in a negative situation doesn't mean that that's not where you're supposed to be. You know, a lot of the times we ask God to use us, but when he does, we don't like it because we have to be that light in the darkness. And who wants to be fumbling around in the dark? Who wants to, you know, be in a cesspool of madness and be amongst demonic things and people? But those are the places that God needs to, you know, he needs to be used in those places. And change will never come if the darkness is just more darkness, then there's more darkness, and then there's more darkness, and then there's more darkness. There has to be light, you know, or if you've got the dumb leading the stupid, somebody got to have wisdom to get them out of that hamster wheel cycle of stupidity. But a lot of the times we say we want to be used, but we don't realize how or where God's going to use us. And we could be in a situation where we're waiting for the next assignment, but the one we're in, we're like, woo, this is no fun. But take heart. It's not a forever thing. So maybe that's you tonight where you're in a place that you just don't like, but you know that you're supposed to be there and you know God is using you, but it's just not a fun place. You know, it's sucking the energy out of you, it feels like. It's sucking the life out of you. It's really not, but it feels that way, and your feelings are very valid. But take heart, because it is just an assignment, and change your perspective and change the way you look at it, that I'm being used, and where I fall short in strength and energy, God has plenty. Excuse me, so I can rely on and lean on him. Maybe you're waiting for somebody around you to change, and God told you that they were going to change, and you haven't seen any change. Change your perspective. Just know it's going to happen and quit focusing on it. You know, maybe your body is not well right now, but you know that you're healed and you're waiting on your healing to manifest. Change your perspective that I'm healed and I'm just waiting for it to, you know, I'm waiting to see it, but it's a done deal. But I'm just waiting to see it. You know, look at it. Change the way you look at it, like a paycheck. You know, you're working it. You're working in advance. You don't see your paycheck until it hits your bank account. But you know it's there. You know it's coming. So you keep doing the work. And look at your healing like that. You know the healing is coming. Just keep doing what you need to do until it hits your body. Hits your mind. Hits your psyche, whatever part of you needs to be healed. Know that it's coming. But take heart tonight and know that the promises of God are, they're rock solid. They are what you can rely on. They are the truth. God is not like man that he should lie. He doesn't lie. And Terrence and I are living examples of that. Like I said, we're going to one day go into have a show just fully on the promises and how God worked things out in our favor when we were really going through. I mean, we've had some experiences. We've had some Job experiences, of Abraham experiences, you know, David and Saul. We've been through it, but God has been faithful. And he has been using us in the midst of it to pour into others and to sow seeds of love and encouragement. Well, while we needed that love and encouragement, you know, God is so good. He positioned us to reap a harvest of what we needed by using us in ministry, by using this network. And so look at it like that too. The situation that you're in, that you're sowing seeds, you know, one, obedience is the best place to be in. And two, you're sowing seeds that you might need later on down the line. You know, you will need them. You'll need that harvest of what you're sowing. So everything, look at everything like you're sowing. So when you're at that job and it's just draining you and you're just, you know, like, man, it feels like I'm doing all the work and I'm not seeing any results. You know, you might think about how the farmers feel. You know, they it takes a lot to get some of the crops. takes a lot of work. Now, they have the knowledge that the work is going to pay off, especially if they're seasoned. But if you're new to this, you know, you're hoping, but you're like, ooh, I'm putting in a lot of work and I'm not seeing nothing, you know, but know that you are going to reap, you're going to reap a harvest. It's when God is at work, there's no failure. And so you have no quit. You know, you need to look at it like that. I don't have quit in me. I don't possess it because I have the Holy Spirit in me. So I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to change my mentality. I'm going to focus on what I need to focus on, because whatever you focus on is going to magnify. You know, it's going to be huge in your sight. And so, ask God to teach you to focus on the right things so that the right things are magnified and the wrong things are minimized. And you can continue to do the work and continue to do what needs to be done. But let's do a collective prayer before I pray over callers. There's quite a few of you with your hand up. So what I'm going to do like Randy does on Wednesdays, how he gets everybody. So I'm going to unmute you, get your name, and then I'm going to pray for you because I want to make sure I get everybody tonight. But let's do a collective prayer before I start answering callers. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Just so grateful. So grateful, Father God, for another day, another opportunity, Lord. We're grateful for having a place to gather, to talk about you, to encourage and love one another, and to make ourselves available to hear what you have to say to us, Lord. And Father God, I just ask that I completely decrease and that you increase. Speak to your people, Lord. Give them what they need. Sometimes they may call in thinking that they need something and you have something else in mind, but give them what they need, Father God. Feed your sheep. Lead your sheep, Father God. And Lord, I just pray for encouragement for everyone who is hearing the sound of my voice, whether they are in a pattern of waiting or maybe they're in a state that they don't know. Maybe they're in a good place. Feels like everything's going great. So no matter where they are, Lord, let them be encouraged to know that you love them, that you care for them, that you have plans for them, and that being in your hands is the best place to be in, and that they don't have to worry or concern themselves with failure, because there is no failure in you. Even when it appears that we're failing, even when it appears that we're losing, we're still winning, because we only can win in Christ. And help us to remember that. Help us to keep that at the forefront of our mind. Help us to focus, Lord. Help us to get into your word so that we know what we are entitled to. Help us to get into your word so that we know how to respond, so that we know how to act, so that we know how to do this thing called life, because the instructions are there. It's there. You teach us what to do, and it's a matter of us doing it. So help us to not just be hearers of the word, but to also be doers of the word so that we can have the success that you have destined for us, that you have made a way for us to obtain. So Lord, we just love and honor you, and we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to take a quick break. I got to grab something, and then I'm going to start answering calls. Give me one moment. All right, I'm back. Ordered some food. I had to grab it from the door. And push it up. Now I'm out of breath. All right, so let's, I'm going to unmute you, get your name, and I'm going to pray for you, and then go to the next caller. So let's start off here. Hold on, let me get my notepad ready. Just taking down some information to make sure I don't miss anybody. All right. So let's start here with 315254. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Santa Lee.
You said, what was your name? I'm sorry.
Antalise.
How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Well, let's pray for you, see what the Lord has to say. I love your name. I know we've spoken to you
thank
before.
You.
You're welcome. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Antalise, Lord. We thank you for victory over darkness. It's like I see that there's been areas that have been dark. And just because something's dark doesn't make it evil, right? Sometimes it's just dark because we are, like, it's just like when you're in your house and before you, if you don't have any lights on in your house, it's dark. It doesn't mean your house is evil. It just means that the lights needs to be turned on so that you can move around. You're not bumping into things. You see what's going on, that kind of thing. And that's what I see. I see that there's been areas of darkness, which means that there's just been, the light hasn't been shed in that particular area yet. Not darkness like an evil thing, but just darkness like, it's almost like, it's just areas that God hasn't, that you haven't allowed God in. Sometimes we don't allow God into certain areas. I know for myself, I, at one point in my life, had not allowed God into my personal relationships, whether they had been friendships or romantic. I was making those decisions. I was choosing based on, you know, my own human ability, like, oh, they seem like a good person, or oh, this person's nice, or, you know, whatever criteria I had. But I was not allowing God into that area. So in those areas of my life, even though I had some success and a lot of failure, that area was, it was cloaked in darkness. Because there was no God, and I had not allowed God into that area. I didn't even think to allow God into that area. That's just something that, you know, we kind of come up doing. We come up being told our classmates are our friends, and that as long as you guys live in the same neighborhood, you're friends. With that, the term friend is just so loosely used that a lot of the times we just kind of create our own ideas of what it is to be a friend and what a friend is. And once God really started to minister to me about what friendship was, and even with romantic relationships, like what to look for in a mate and that kind of thing, I just surrendered and allowed God to do that. And that's, you know, right around the time when I met Terrence, who's now my husband. And I had at one point a fairly, I would say a medium-sized circle of friends. And the ones that I would talk to like every day, like, you know, you think you're going to be friends forever. And when I allow God into that area of my life, I can honestly say I don't speak to any of those people anymore. Not one. And it wasn't like where it was just like, I'm not your friend anymore. You know, it was like drifting. It's like it just kind of drifted apart. So there was no animosity or bad blood or anything. It was just like a drift. But to where one day I noticed, like, man, all the people I thought, you know, that people I was labeling as friends, I don't even talk to those people anymore. And there's, you know, I still have a few people that, you know, a few friends, but those are friends that kind of were from childhood that God still allowed to stay around. But it's like the light switch came on, and looking in hindsight, I see that those weren't really friendships in a godly sense, because everything in life God has defined. God has a definition for all of it, you know, and it's up to us to line up with God's definitions for things. We can go by our own definitions, but if they don't line up to God's definitions, we just won't have the success that God desires for us to have in those areas of our lives, and we'll have unnecessary, you know, pain and unnecessary heartache, and that's just not what he wants for us. So I see you having victory over darkness. So areas of your life that you know, you might not even realize, like I didn't realize I wasn't allowing God into that area. I didn't even think to do that. Like, God, pick my friends. You know, I didn't think to do that. But now I know better. And so you know better, you do better. And so there are areas that are dark, but it's just because the switch needs to be flipped on, and God will flip it on, and you'll have victory. You will have victory in those areas. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, next caller here is 225 454. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in. Let's pray for you and see what the Lord has to say. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Karen. We just thank you for using her, Karen. I see God really using you to be an encourager to people. I don't know if you are familiar with thrush, but it's like a condition that babies get. Well, anybody can get it, but most of the time babies get it. And it's basically like a fungus that they'll get on their tongue. And I remember one time when I had my first child, my son, my oldest son, I was a very young mother. And I noticed that when he would drink his bottle, he would like, it seemed like he was uncomfortable. And I don't know, he started like not really wanting his bottle. And then I noticed that he had a thick patch, like it's like a coat of thick white on his tongue. So I took him to the doctor and the doctor told me it was thrush. And I'm like, what is that? He's like, it's common, you know, babies get it from, you know, he's like, maybe the bottles aren't as clean as they need to be, but he's like, it's a fungus condition. And I was just completely mortified and like, oh my God, I'm a horrible mother. And he's like, no, it's, you know, it's common. You're a new mother. It happens usually with new mothers and that kind of thing. But he's like, that's why he wasn't wanting to drink his bottle, because it's got fungus on his tongue basically and it hurts. And so he gave me these drops and told me to just put the drops on his tongue like 2 times a day or something like that, and that it would clear up. And sure enough, started putting these drops on his tongue, and little by little started seeing it break up. Like, this, instead of it being this thick white patch on his tongue, it started to become like, it was like breaking it up. So I see like pieces of pink in between. So it went from one big, like his whole tongue was like practically covered in the thrush, to where it was like little patches of the thrush. And then after, you know, maybe 4 days or so, it was completely gone. But that's what I saw with you, like breaking things up on people, breaking it up to where you're going to encourage people, but it's like they have this thick fungus, the spiritual fungus on them. And so at first it's going to be, you know, you're not going to see, it's not like it's going to just drop away right away. It's going to be a process where it breaks up, like that thrush broke up on my son's tongue. So at first I was like, oh, you know, he's still having problems with his bottle, you know, it's making me feel some sort of way, you know, I want my kids to eat. And but sure enough, it just started breaking up and breaking up and breaking up and breaking up. And then one day his tongue was back pink again, you know, and it didn't take very long. And so there's going to be a process with people where you're going to break off that discouragement, break it off to where some areas you're going to see where it seems like they're better in those areas, but some areas where it's like still the same, kind of like that thrush. But that's what it is, like spiritual fungus of discouragement on people. And God's going to use you like those drops to break that thing up and break it out to where it's completely gone. And so just keep doing what needs to be done, and don't get weary in well-doing, because there's a difference between getting weary in well-doing and casting your pearls before swine, right? There's a difference, but they can feel the same. You can feel like, I'm just casting my pearls before swine. There's nothing being done. This is useless. Where really you're just being weary and well-doing, because you're doing a good work. You know, it's just taking a little bit more time to see the result. So, Lord, we just thank you for Karen. We thank you, Lord, just give her the wisdom that she needs and the insight. And just, Lord, strengthen her discernment to be able to see past people's facades. Because sometimes people act like, oh yeah, I got it together, and you know, everything's all great. And that's not true. You know, they're struggling and they're really doing bad, but if you go by what they say, you wouldn't know it. So Lord, just thank you for the discernment so that she's able to identify when people are not okay and when they really truly are discouraged, so that she can love on them and minister and impart wisdom to them and give them what they need to break that spiritual fungus off of their lives. So let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Who is it?
Karen.
Hey, Karen. How are you, Karen? Lord, we thank you for Karen. We thank you for Karen tonight, Father God. We thank you for Karen being caring, understanding what caring is all about. I know it's a play on the name, but caring is fundamental. God cares to care for something. Hold on, I got to get it. I just entered the room. I don't know where my... We want to look up what care means. Care. I know what it means, but I want to get a more politically correct definition. Because I tell my kids about it all the time. When you're caring for something, it's the provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. The provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. You know, God cares for us. And when he says he cares, he means he's given us provision. And he's doing everything that's necessary to make sure that our health is intact,
mm-hmm.
our welfare, our maintenance, our everything that we need, and the protection. He protects us. And so when you care about things, when God says cast all your cares on him, give everything that you want to see healthy. Give everything that you want to make sure that it's been maintained properly and protect. So cast all your cares unto the Lord tonight, Karen, so God can really show you what it really means to care for something. Because
mm-hmm.
we have our own levels of what we think things is, but to care for something on God's level, he's gonna overwhelm you and blow your mind. That's what I got.
Amen. All right, next caller is 610-969. I think I know who that is.
Shalom, shalom. Hi guys, hey, this is Lisa.
How are you?
I just wanted to say I'm good, but thank you for that word tonight, Tanisha. That was good. That was for me. That was definitely for me. So thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Well, let's pray for you. And I guess as you all know that Terrence is joining us now. He's done working. Okay, Terrence, we got Lisa.
I still got work to do.
You still got work to do, but you came down to bless us.
Yeah, this work too.
That's true.
This is the real word.
Come on, somebody. Come on. Oh, that's a word right there for you, Lisa. If there's your job, then there's your work. Come on, somebody. And I see God.
Mm-hmm.
Your work and your job, it's almost like they're marrying. Like they get married. The mm-hmm. two become one. Because I know how it is to work a job. Whew. Lord knows, I don't. Mm-mm. But I know how it is to do my work. Like, this is my work. This is why I'm here. You know, and I used to tell my old coworkers when, you know, our job would get on us about spreadsheets and all this kind of stuff, and they'd be stressed out. I'm like, man, Jesus didn't die on the cross for us to be stressed out about spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't going to do it. But he did die on the cross so that I could have an opportunity to have eternal life. He did die on the cross so that I could be used fully by God. So I take my work, you know, serious. So it's different. But I see your job and your work becoming one. Like when you're with your work, even when you, like, you might be tired and you might have things, you know, you need to do, and you still be wanting to do your work because it's the reason you were born. It's like you're part of your existence, you know. Like Terrence and I, we love ministering to you. We love praying. We love loving on people and encouraging them. and getting them where they need to be and exposing the lies of the enemy. We love that because that's our work. But imagine if you could do that and that's your job and God will pay you. That's what's going to happen, Lisa. You're going to get paid to do, because we work jobs so we can have a livelihood, right? So we can get paid. Let's just keep it real. But your work, you don't need to get paid to do your work, because that's your part of your purpose. But God is going to marry the two. Where your job is going to be and your work, or the two are going to become one. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. And pay her abundantly, Lord. Abundantly. Not like how these employers be trying to pay. Talking about what your salary requirements are so they can rip you off. No, Lord. Generously. To where she just completely overwhelm her with the generosity. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for Lisa, Father God. We thank you for the push that God is pushing you to believe it. You know, like, sometimes we need to get a little push to get things started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I see you're at where God is going to give you the nudge. Like, don't get out there. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to press. It's okay to step out. It's okay. It's okay. And so when God lets you know that things are okay, when God tells you that it's okay, that's the push. That's the nudge that you need. That's the nudge. And we just thank God for that nudge tonight. We just thank God for the okay. That's the answer that you need. It's okay. So whatever it is that you've been asking God for, believing God for, whatever God has told you, now's the time we say it's okay. It's okay. You know, go ahead. You have clearance. You have clearance now to press forward. You have clearance to, it's your time. And I keep seeing like a stage, where actors, stage plays, if you're familiar with stage plays, and when it's time for your part, you know, you would come out on stage and you would deliver your script or whatever part of the play that they're in. And that's where I see you at right now. You know, you're up. You know, it's your turn, you know, to produce your part of the play, to produce it, to go out. It's what you've been prepping for. It's what you've been preparing for. Now is their time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm seeing for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Next caller here is 336-354. Who are we speaking with?
Nope.
I know who it is.
North Carolina.
Hey, Mama Ruth.
Hey, Mama Ruth. How are you?
Well, I'm blessing you all.
Great.
We're doing good. Yes, we are. I'm going to pray for you and Ayana because her name popped in my head just now.
Okay.
Pray for you both. First, we'll start with Ayana. Lord, we just thank you right now. Thank you for the acknowledgement of truth. And we thank you for accountability. And we thank you for realizing where her help comes from. That there's all these sources that we tend to look at for help. But really our help comes from you. A lot of the times we get comfortable in the sources of help. Job, money, savings, friends, family, parents, whatever. We become comfortable in these things. But give her the revelation that all those sources can run dry and that you are the only true source. The only true source, or that without you, No, there's no guarantee. Nothing is guaranteed. Everything is a false sense of security without you. And help her to come running to your feet, Father God, and staying there so that you can love on her and minister to her and give her what she needs so that she could be successful in every area of her life. And just do that in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for Ruth right now. We thank you for the elevation and her, the dominion realm, her really understanding the dominion realm. It's like I see you elevating and then taking dominion over areas, territories, over platforms, right? Because we have all these different worlds we live in now. We're here on the earth, but there's different worlds that we could be part of. So it feels like different communities that are outside of where we physically live. We could be part of online communities. There's all these different ways to be part of these different worlds, right? And I see you taking dominion over them. The God elevating you and you taking dominion over them and spreading the love and truth of God to people and presenting the gospel in a way that they will accept it. And those who don't will know that it's true. So it's a rejection, not ignorance. There's a difference. There's a difference between being ignorant and rejecting. Because rejecting, you know, is true, but you're just choosing not to accept for whatever reason, anger, bitterness, whatever. So Lord, we just thank you for Ruth and let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
You said amen.
Mm-hmm. Her cat just came busting in here, meowing.
I thought I hit the door closed. Yes, Mama Ruth, Lord, we just thank you for Mama Ruth tonight, Father God. We thank you for the God is releasing you of the pressure.
Mm.
Like releasing, taking the pressure out, you know, the breathe.
Mm-hmm.
He's releasing the pressure. And you know, burdens, they apply pressure to us. Burdens apply pressure. And not just our burdens, but burdens of others that we put into the burden column and add to our lives. But I see God really releasing you of their pressure, releasing you of the false obligation to things. A lot of times we feel like we're obligated to do certain things when we're not. You know, because we feel it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in all aspects, it is a good thing. But everything that's good doesn't necessarily mean that at that time it's God's will for you. You know. Because it's good, you know, to help people. Right? But there are other ways to help people. You know, we can't limit help to one aspect, to one way. You know, every time somebody asks you for some money, you know, and you got it, you know, you feel obligated to give it to them because you got it. But you got to take it to God first because, yes, you can have the money, but is God clearing you? Is he clearing you to do this? You know, because are you helping that person by doing this good gesture, or are you enabling? That's why we always have to take things to the Lord. But God is relieving you of that pressure,
mm-hmm.
that pressure of false obligation, burdens, you know, people around you, friends, family, you know.
influences, you know, whatever. But he's releasing you there right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for, do you want Ayana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lord, we thank you for Ayana, Father God. We just thank you for the purity. The purity. God is really showing, going to show her how to be pure. What the benefits of purity and what purity really means. And purity and honesty. Honesty is purity. Being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Being, we say nowadays, keeping it real. But the thing is, a lot of us, we have a false sense of what real is. Because we hadn't been honest. You got people telling real lies all day. Mm-hmm. They keeping it real life. You know, but what God is doing in her life, he's going to teach her how to really be honest with herself. To be honest with herself, and when she's there at that place, that's where she meets God fully. That's where she sees him. That's where she hears him. That's where they're going to commune with one another. At that place. And there are steps that need to be taken in order to get her to that place. Because he first loved her. He first loved all of us. So before we was ever able to love anybody, God loved us first. Even those that we created, he still loved them first. And so we just thank God that Ayana's vision is focused. Her vision is focused on thus saith the Lord. Because
mm-hmm.
he'll supply all her needs. That's God's job. Do we believe it, though? Do we believe it? Do we believe it? But that's between her and the Father. That's between her and the Father. So tonight, Lord, we release Ayana to you in Jesus' name. We release her life. We release everything that's going on with her right now to you. You govern her right now in Jesus' name. You provide for her right now in Jesus' name. And you show her who you've made her to be
mm-hmm.
and what you call her to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get to the next caller here. That's good. 623-282, who are we speaking with?
It's me, Carmen.
It's Carmen.
Carmen from Texas.
Hey, Carmen, how are you? I'm good. Right. We're both doing good. Thank you for letting Randy know that you could hear me earlier. Cause
I can't hear her. Like, is the volume low or something?
Mm-mm. It's up. Okay. All right, well, let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Carmen. We thank you for the it's like the hidden things of value. I see you unearthing things that are hidden, but the things that you're unearthing have value. It's almost like God's going to use you like a, gosh, I wonder if I've given you this word before. I don't know. It sounds familiar. Like a, what are those things that you take to the beach and they like metal detector?
Yeah.
To find stuff at the beach. You know, I'm from a beach city. And so as a kid, you'd see people kind of roaming around the beach hoping to find change. You know, that's usually what people find, like change and stuff. But sometimes people find good stuff, you know, anklets or lost bracelets or whatever the case may be in the sand. But that's what I see, like, you, God using you to find things like that, like hidden things that it's like it's so buried that at the surface you don't see, you know, you don't see nothing but sand. And how would anybody know where to look for something? There's no inkling of it. There's no, like, not like the clasp of the bracelet sticking out of the sand for somebody to see. There's nothing. Like with a metal detector, you got to know where to dig. It's going to give you an indication of where to look because you can't usually see it from the naked eye. And so God's going to really position you to unearth some valuable things to position you to where, like, you can live off of it. You know, like, you can sell the things and live off of it. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what that means, but that's what I'm seeing. Now you're going to unearth things. That's the word you unearth, valuable things. So Lord, we thank you for that. You know, God does things the way he does it. Like sometimes we'll be like, you know what? I told the Lord, I don't want to work, but I want to make a lot of money. How that's going to go about, I don't know. And I really don't care. I just know it's going to happen. And so we don't know how God will do things, and it be in ways that we can't even think of because our ways aren't like his ways and our thoughts aren't like his thoughts. So that's what I'm seeing. It's like God's going to do something different for you to give you the ability to live the type of life that you want to live. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for Carmen. We just thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. I just really see you glorifying God and praising God, turning your praise up and really thanking God in advance. You know, we say thanking God in advance. But God is already past time. He's out of time, you know. But everything has already been done. It's already been created. And we manifest things, you know, through faith. And so, like right now, for those things in faith, just begin to rejoice, you know, for what you have believed God to do, you know, and what you believe that God has done for you. And so we thank you tonight, Lord, for blessing Carmen and really opening her up to the more abundant way of living. More abundantly. Abundance is enough. But Jesus said more abundantly. He wants us to have this life more abundantly. And whatever is tied up in the more, man, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And so God is definitely going to overwhelm you with abundance. With abundance, yes. So just thank him in advance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good words. Next caller, 734-672. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great.
We're doing great. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Jennifer for the release. It's like I see you being released from things, and it's like release into a blessing, like Joseph, right? Joseph was unjustly put in jail, unjustly put in the position, right? It appeared. Let's talk about when I use the word unjust, how it looks, and even from a natural standpoint, like his brothers were jealous. And they unjustly sold him into slavery, into Egypt. And then when he got into Potiphar's house, his Potiphar's wife liked him and wanted him, and he wasn't going for it. So he said no, and then she unjustly accused him of, you know, of inappropriate relations. and then he unjustly was put into prison. And so from a surface standpoint, it really looked like none of those things were supposed to happen, but God used it. And at the appropriate time, he was released. And when he was released, it wasn't like, you know, people, a lot of people nowadays, they go to prison and they're just thrown out there. Now they got a record and, you know, they're just done for a lot of, you know, a lot of the times. But he was released into second of command. He was released to be a man of power. He was released into a position to where he could save not only his family, but an entire country. He was released in the position to show mercy on restore his family with his brothers and to be able to save his father's household, right? So he wasn't, it wasn't like this typical release. Like you hear about somebody being released from prison, and this is not the way things go. And so I see some things that have gone on with you that on the surface appears to be unjust, but God has and is using it, and now it's time for you to be released from it. But the release is, you're going to be released into the blessing, just like Joseph was released into the blessing. And then there came that full circle moment, right? So it's not like he was released, he was doing good, like, forget my brothers, that's why I'm doing good. No, a confrontation had to come about because his brothers ended up needing him. And he was in a position where he was able to, you know, after he did, you know, media kind of put them through it. But in the end, he chose to forgive and he was able to save his family and see his father again. So it was a full circle moment. So he was able to get healing from that and from what was done and see what God used it to be able to do. So had they not done those things and had he not been in that position, he would not have been in the position to be second in command in Egypt and be able to save his family and save the whole country. And so that's what I see for you, the release. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, that you're releasing her and that the things that appear on the surface to be unjust, that you're going to show her that you truly work together all things for good for those who love you are called according to your purpose, which she is. And that you will truly give beauty for ashes and that she's going to really, that scripture is going to become so real to her, so real to where she'll say the unjust things were worth it because of what I've been released into and the ability it has given me. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for Jennifer. Brother God, we just thank you for the mountaintop experience. I don't know if you've ever climbed a mountain to the top and you reach a certain altitude and you're able to see the valley. You're able to see things move and the directions in which things can come in because when you're at a higher level, especially for a defensive type of a position or posture, because you're able to see more, and so you're able to determine pathways and directions things should come and how things could be, you know, based on different scenarios if you were in battle. And You are in a battle every day for your life. You're in a battle every day for your life, and God is giving you a mountaintop view, a mountaintop experience, so that you can get another view of where you are daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us are not, you know, walking around on mountains every day, you know. We got a valley experience, you know, we driving on the street, we see big buildings to our left and right, and there's the sky. If you see a big if you see a mountain, the mountain, and from the view from there is able to see everything that's going on, everything that's going on. And so when you can see everything that's going on, you can catch things before they happen. You can catch things before they happen. You can alter things. You can cause things to be rerouted. And that's what I see God doing with you. He's putting you in a position to where you can change the outcome of some things. You can change the end result of some things based on what he shows you. That's what I got for you now. Amen.
Amen. That's good. All right, let's get to our next caller here. 903-918. Who are we speaking with?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
Fine. How are y'all?
Great.
We're doing great. As soon as you came on, let's pray for you. I saw the Lord said, Michelle, the demon slayer. That's what popped in as soon as you said your name. I used to like to watch this show when I was a kid called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But I don't even remember. I remember there was a movie, too. There used to be a show in the movie. And I remember it was two totally different characters, two different actresses that played the main character, Buffy. But I don't really remember much about the show. I remember liking it as a child and a young adult, but I don't really remember. But I remember she used to go around kicking vampires' butts and putting them in their place. And that's what I see with you. I mean, it's like I literally heard that when you said Michelle from Texas. Michelle, the demon slayer. So, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't want that title, but we need people with that title. You know, there's some people that are in the ministry that are true believers, defenders of the faith, and that's what they do. You know, they are all about, they know about the different types of spirit names and the different characteristics of demonic activity and all this kind of stuff. Man, they're hardcore. It takes a lot of strength. And it really takes acceptance of who God has created you to be to accept that. But that's what I see that, you know, when you go places, Michelle, sometimes you need to just go places, you know, just go, like, even if it don't make sense to you, if God said go to Kroger, just go to Kroger. Because the anointing on your life and the Spirit of God living in you could break somebody's, you know, addiction, some demonic addiction off of a person's life. And just because you're standing behind them in the aisle, you know, you this is what you're made to do, to slay demons. They're afraid of you. They're scared. You know, imagine all these demons that are infesting people and at the Kroger. You know what I mean? Everywhere. But I mean, imagine there are like a whole bunch of them at Kroger and here you walk through the door. You're like, what? Who invited her? What is she doing here? And even you don't know why you're there. But that's why. But that's what you're called to do. Know that demons are afraid of you and that you, God has, you really have protection. You know, you really do. It's like I see you like with armies of angels, you know, fighting. It's like you're not in this battle alone. You know, God has armies of angels with you that fight these demons. But you know, you as a human have taken dominion on the earth and God is using you for that, for you to, like, it's like God has you using you in the, it's like a legal thing. He's using you in the earth and helping you to prepare the spiritual realm, so that God can do what needs to be done. But all that's going to make sense to you. He's going to really teach you about that realm and your role in that. It's an important role, and it's something that we need. As a body of Christ, we need people like you. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for Michelle. Just continue to bless her, give her that discernment, and give her the boldness to where even when those sneaky people, they're, that demon is sneaky, and it's got that manipulation and coming off like it's one thing and it's something totally different, where she calls it out, says, nope, I don't care what you're talking about. And people, you know, might think that you're this, but I see that demon working in you, where she could see right through it so that she can do what needs to be done and speak what needs to be spoken so that that person can be set free. So let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for Michelle, Father God. We just thank you for peace. We thank you for the joy that surpasses all understanding. Now, God, wants you to be joyful. We want you to enjoy your life. And to me, just talking about being a demon slayer. Yeah, a lot of people didn't think that's enjoyable, but you're gonna enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to enjoy it and seeing it and really seeing life and understanding what life really is, you know, because once you recognize how this life we live works, you are able to live it so much more freely. You're able to live it freely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God didn't want us to be bound to things. You know, and we're trying to figure out what makes a person do this, what makes a person do that. But when you know from the spiritual perspective and you know it from the God perspective, how things are, all of those questions are answered. If you keep asking yourself why when he's giving you an answer, God ain't the problem. We become the problem. We get in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going to teach you how to self-check yourself when it comes. Because you're going to come across some things that are literally going to be like unbelievable. You'd be like, man, I can't believe this. And it's figuratively speaking, but you really going to know, like, wow, okay, geez, that spirit right there is something else. And so as God reveals spirits to you and you begin to identify them, he shows you how to handle all of them, because all of them have to be dealt with not the same, but in different ways, unique ways. And God's going to show you the unique ways and how to handle those things. But you're going to have fun doing it. You're going to have fun. You'll be overjoyed. Like, okay, let's go. Because you're going to know what it's doing. People are being set free. People are being delivered. You know, spirits are being called out and being put in a place. Dominion is being put back into the earth. What God has called us to do as believers in this earth is to dominate. Most of the time we complain. Most of the time we sit around waiting on God to do something. Lord, I just need. And just waiting on you, Lord. Yeah, we got to wait on God, but at the same time, while we're waiting, there are things that we are supposed to be doing. You know, you're waiting on some money to come in, but okay, what are you doing to help produce that, though? You know, what ideas are you coming up with? What plans? What's your focus? What's the focus? And God's going to, he's giving you all of that to understand, like, okay, I already know what this is when I see it. I already know how to deal with it. When I see this, I already know how to deal with it. And be excited about it. Be excited about seeing people be relieved and be delivered from demonic spirits that have just taking over their lives that they have identified with. You know, anything that keeps you from progressing in the Lord, anything that does that is not of God. And we justify it every day. Oh, I'm just in a phase right now. You know, I'm just going through. You know how many people I know have been going through for decades? And still going through. God ain't through me yet. Lord, I already said it's finished. He is done with you. What have you done for him? What are you going to believe? What are you going to open up? What are you going to find out about yourself? You know, and that's what God is doing with you. You're opening up, you're finding things out about yourself to go and do this work so that you can be happy. And that's what I got for you.
Amen. Next caller is 903-720. Who are we speaking with?
This is Sylvia from Texas.
Hey, Sylvia. Hey. How are you?
Hi. How are y'all tonight?
We're good. Thank you for calling in. Let's pray for you. Lord, we thank you right now for Sylvia, Father God. We thank you for the community that you're using her to build a sense of community with people where they feel like they belong, where they feel like they're loved, where they can experience your love through her, Father God, and they're comfortable being completely open and honest and being completely transparent, because without truth and transparency, there won't be change. Sylvia, I see that God's going to use you where people will really tell about what's going on in their life, good, bad, and ugly, so that you can give them godly wisdom, you know, where they're just kind of brutally honest about their life, because they know that if you say that they're doing something wrong, it's not coming from a place of criticizing. It's coming from a place of love and critique. There's a difference between criticizing and critiquing, and where you're acknowledging that they have free will, they can do what they want, but if they want success in the area, that this is the way God says to do it. And they know that you're just giving them the truth of God's ways and God's word, and not Sylvia's, you know, ideas. That it's coming from a good place, because you're just teaching them about God's ways and letting them know, hey, I love you. I understand you're struggling in that area, but if you want to have success in that area, this is the way God says to do it. You know, but I'm going to support you and love you. But if you want success in that area, this is God's way. So building a sense of community with people where they feel like they belong, and feeling like they understand God more because they're experiencing God's love through you and the love that you have and what you're pouring into them. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Got anything? Okay. I'm going to go to the next caller here. Let Terrence pray for you. 251-342. Who are we speaking with?
This is Latrice from Bama, guys.
Hey, Latrice. How are you?
It is well, in spite of.
Amen. Absolutely.
Let's pray. Well, we just thank you for Latrice tonight, Father God. We thank you for magnification, where God is magnifying things in your life, and he's making things a big deal. You know, things that the world don't care about, he's making it a big deal to you. And when things become a big deal to you, you know, it's a must have. You know, it's something that you won't be able to rest until it's resolved or addressed. And so God is making things a big deal to you, certain things in a certain area a big deal to you that's going to cause you to step out of, I ain't going to say a comfort zone, but to step out into some new territory and doing things a new way, right? doing things, switching things up, doing things a little differently. And that's what I see God doing for you, Latrice, in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, let's get to our next caller here. 484-521, who are we speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, good evening. Angela from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Angela, how are you tonight?
Good.
Awesome. Let's pray for you.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, you're welcome. We just thank you right now for Angela, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the season of rest, and relaxation, and really her understanding, the peace that surpasses understanding. The peace that surpasses. I see you really entering into a season of peace and of rest, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what things appear to be, where you are unfazed, where you're going to be just at peace. Because when you're not at peace, even physically things change. Like your mind starts to race. You're not comprehending things the same. You're missing things. There's just, you know, when there's anxiety and there's no peace, it changes the way that you respond and it changes the way that you receive. But I see God really showing you how to master peace, how to become a master at peace, to where things don't really bother you. And you're just so reliant on God and you're just so dependent on his promises that you know things are going to work out. You know that it's all going to work in your favor, to where you're just at peace, where you're just completely at peace. So we just thank you for that, Father God, for Angela mastering peace and for that season of peace and having that peace that surpasses understanding. So let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's get to our next one here. 608-960, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
This is Shannon in Wisconsin.
Hey, yeah. Shannon. How are you tonight?
Good.
Awesome. Let's pray for you.
Talk to Shannon in a minute.
Yeah, we haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah. All right. Lord, we thank you for Shannon. Father God, we just thank you for your grace being sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. And like, there are a lot of things that we want in life, but for sure you got exactly what you need. And God is really teaching you, Shannon, how to be content. You know, we looking for comfort a lot of times. We want to be comfortable, man. We thinking that when we get this, everything is going to be okay. When we get this, you know, that's when I can do that, you know. But God is saying tonight, just make that decision now, you know, like choose to be happy, choose to be fulfilled, choose to be overjoyed, choose to be prosperous. Choose to be healthy. Choose to be loving. You know, and when you make these choices, that it becomes you, and then it gives off. When you see it in your mirror, it's a reflection. It reflects. So choose. Make that decision to tonight to choose. To choose to be who God has called you to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not waiting until you get this or waiting till that happens or this, that, no. Make the choice now. Choose to be. Choose to be. In Jesus' name, I just thank God for your mind, standing your mind being renewed. In Jesus' name, being fresh, just come against all of those idle thoughts, the attacks of the enemy, making you feel like, you know, you can't do this until you do that. You know, this ain't going to happen. There's no way you're going to feel this way unless this happens. No, we bind it now in Jesus' name. And we claim you to be free from that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for Shannon. We thank you for him dying to self and living through you. Dying to self, understanding when Paul said he dies daily, he died daily to live. It's like God's going to make that really makes sense that sometimes we got to die to things so that God can live in those areas, and then things spring forth. It's going to make that make sense. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for the increased faith, and being a doer, and so that the work, because faith without works is dead, but being a doer in faith. So let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we thank you, everybody, for calling in. Call back in at 8:45. Get in the queue. Randy typically prays over every caller, kind of like we did tonight. He'll give a message, give a word, and then he typically unmutes, gets your name, prays over you, and goes to the next caller. So thank you very much for calling in. We love you all. We're always praying for you. Be blessed and have a good night.